Good morning, everyone. My name is Matt Ryan. I'm an assistant professor at Cornell University, and I'm going to tell you about our organic grain cropping systems experiment. Before I jump into this, I'd just like to acknowledge our co-authors, Brian Caldwell, Tony DiTommaso, Lori Drinkwater, Corinne Ketterings, Carrie Marshner, and Chuck Moeller. And it was really Chuck Moeller that started this experiment in 2005 at the Musgrave Research Farm, which is near Ithaca, New York. This was set up as a split-plot randomized complete block design with four replications. There are four cropping system main plots and then two crop rotation entry point split plots. The same three-year crop rotation was used across all three or across all four cropping systems. And we have a dedicated organic farmer advisory board with some really excellent organic farmers from the region, Eric Nordell, Klaus Martens, and a number of other really good organic farmers. And the land is certified by is certified organic by NOFA New York. And it's really these last two bullet points that that build credibility and have created buy-in with the organic farmers in the region and have helped with the translation of the results to the farmers around us. So I'm going to try to get through this table showing you the differences between these systems, but there are, the main thing that I want you to walk away from this with is the approach that is used across these four different cropping systems that were compared here. There was a high fertility system, a low fertility system, an enhanced weed management system, and a reduced tillage system. All right, here. And so the approach was with the high fertility system, we were trying to maximize yield with more inputs. In the low fertility system, we were trying to maximize profit, okay, not necessarily yield. And we were doing that by reducing our inputs. In the enhanced weed management system, we were looking for better long-term results by focusing on weed management and enhancing that weed management. And, of course, in the reduced tillage system, we were really focused on soil and trying to achieve better long-term results with improved soil. In terms of soil fertility, there were some differences between these four different systems. In the high fertility system, well, all of them, let me start off with this, all of them received corn starter fertilizer. And this was about 10 kilograms per hectare of this poultry litter compost that is commonly used in our area by organic farmers. The high fertility system received an additional 2 tons per hectare of this same poultry litter compost before corn. All three systems, the high fertility, low fertility, and enhanced weed management, also had a red clover cover crop before corn. And with the high fertility, they also applied about 1 ton per acre per hectare of that same compost, poultry litter compost, before spelt. In the reduced tillage system, because we were not using tillage, we did not use a red clover cover crop. Instead, we looked at winter annuals. And so in that case, winter pea was used. And when winter pea did not perform well, supplemental compost was used in that system to provide nitrogen for the following corn crop. In terms of tillage and weed management, moldboard plowing was used across the high fertility, low fertility, and enhanced weed management. In addition to moldboard plowing, we were tine weeding and using inter-row cultivation. In the enhanced weed management system, we were doing those same things, but they received an additional tine weeding and inter-row cultivation. And they also used a higher spelt seeding rate in the enhanced weed management system down here. In the reduced tillage system, here, this is where they were using ridge tillage. And the ridge tillage approach that they were using was that they were creating these ridges in the corn and soybean with deep zone ripping and then using inter-row cultivation tools to create these ridges and then plant on top of these ridges. They also tried to use the same ridge tillage approach in spelt for the first rotation cycle. And after realizing that that did not work very well to drill spelt on top of ridges, they went to using a chisel plow before spelt for the second rotation cycle. So the rotation that was used was a corn, soybean, spelt, red clover rotation. And in the high fertility only system, they occasionally used ryegrass, interseeded ryegrass. Most of the time that did not work very well, so For all practical purposes, you can think of this as being the same rotation corn-soybean spelt across all four of these systems. So I'm going to show you some photographs of what these plots look like. And this is red clover in year one. And this is a photograph of corn in year one right after that red clover was plowed down. Below here, I'm going to show you some results that I'm going to talk about, just to give you a heads up and to give you a sense of what to look for later in the presentation. So in this case, in corn, we thought that it was really interesting, based on the results that we saw, that we should be thinking about feeding the soil and the crop, but certainly not the weeds. Okay, and just remember that as we go through the rest of the presentation. In soybean in year two, we saw that this was a weed susceptible crop and that extra weed management really paid off for this particular crop. Okay, this was soybean again in year two, right before harvest. And again, we were thinking that this was a weed susceptible crop here. This is also in year two after that soybean was harvested and the soil was plowed. And you can see the spelt established right after soybean. And in this case, we saw that the spelt was a weed suppressive crop that really benefited from some extra nutrients. This was the spelt, and you can see the red clover there, where the red clover was frost seeded into the spelt in the spring. And here's the red clover in year three after the spelt was harvested. So if we take a look at the weed biomass across these four different systems in the first two rotation cycles, the first 6 years, we can see some interesting differences between these systems. We see excellent weed suppression in the low fertility and enhanced weed management systems. We're talking about less than 500 kilograms per hectare of weed biomass. For organic cropping systems, that is pretty damn good. Okay? In the high fertility system and in the reduced tillage system, we did see higher levels of weed biomass, as you might expect, but still not as high as what you would see in some other long-term experiments. Here we're looking at weed density, and in this case, these weed density data were log transformed. But again, you can see that same pattern where The average weed density is much lower in the low fertility and enhanced weed management systems. If we take a closer look at weed density across the first two rotation cycles in these four different systems, we see that perennial weeds, indicated by this red bar here, perennial weeds were much higher in the reduced tillage system compared to the high fertility, low fertility, enhanced weed management systems, significantly higher than the low fertility and enhanced weed management. What was also interesting was that we saw that the annual weed density was higher, significantly higher in the high fertility system. So we were expecting more perennial weeds in the reduced tillage, but I think it's really interesting to point out that those extra nutrients increased the annual weed density in the high fertility system here. And of course, as you can realize by now, that we're really just comparing different organic cropping systems. Originally, they were thinking that they were going to compare to a conventional treatment, but this is really focused on trying to optimize organic cropping systems here, and I think we're finding some interesting results that are going to improve organic management in New York. In terms of the challenges with ridge tillage in the reduced tillage system, there are some important things to realize here. The equipment that they were using when they started with this wasn't really working that well. They were using a ridge scraper, and the planter and cultivators that they were using in this ridge tilt system were not tracking well. So they were not able to keep the planter on top of the ridges, and when they drifted off of the ridge, that's when they had a reduced populations and more weed problems. And they also, it's important to point out, whenever you're doing reduced tillage in organic systems, I think it's really important to have some experience with this system. Have proper equipment and have some experience with and making sure that you can do this and do it right. And in this case, they just did not have prior experience with ridge tillage in organic systems. And as you can see here in this photograph, this is was the result of that. You can see there's some serious weed problems. And what you can barely see here are the soybeans. So you know, this is something that is unfortunate that it was set up like this, but I think we all learned a lot by taking a look at this approach. we look at the crops, weed density and weed biomass across corn, the three different crops that were grown, corn, soybean, wheat, we can also find some interesting results here. And what we see here on the top is higher weed density in spelt and compared to relatively low weed density in corn and soybean. We see relatively similar results with weed biomass, higher weed biomass in the spelt compared to the corn and soybean. And this is after the transition period. Okay. We take a closer look at this, we can see that the average weed size of weeds in corn, soybean, and spelt were different. And I wanted to highlight the difference in the average weed size in soybean compared to spelt. Here in soybean, the average weed size was 21 grams per plant, and in spelt it was only 3.6 grams per plant. And so what this tells me is that the low weed density and relatively high weed biomass in soybean combined with our yield and profitability data suggests that this crop was weed susceptible. And what was happening here was that although there were only a few weeds present, they were once they breached the soybean canopy, they really took off and grew vigorously, okay? Which is in contrast to the spelt situation. Here we had high density and but relatively low weed biomass, okay? Indicated by the average weed size here. And in this case, what we're thinking is that these weeds, they were recruited from the weed seed bank. They grew, but they didn't really get above the spelt canopy, and then they were harvested off with that spelt. And so it was a reduction of the weed seed bank. And this was in that case, this crop spelt was weed suppressive. If we look at the crop yields, we can see that there's no significant difference in corn and soybean between the high fertility, low fertility, and enhanced weed management systems, but there was lower yield in the reduced tillage, and that was what we attribute to greater weed abundance. When we look at spelt, we see lower spelt yield in the low fertility system and also in the reduced tillage system here, and compared to the high fertility and the enhanced weed management where we did have higher spelt yields. In this case, our corn, because we are in New York, our corn is typically about a 95-day hybrid, and our soybean, our group zero maturity for our soybean. And so the yields were okay. But when we look at the profitability, we see some interesting results here. This is the relative net return after the transition period. And this is the organic net return minus the conventional net return. And we were assuming a 30% price premium for the organic crops. The conventional crop yields were based on county averages. And what we see here is that profit was optimized with different management approaches for each crop. Corn profitability was greatest in the low fertility system with $240 per hectare indicated here. Soybean profitability was greatest in the enhanced weed management system with $156 per hectare over here. And then spelt was greatest in the high fertility system with $385 per hectare over here in the corner. And so that extra 1 ton of poultry litter compost before the spelt really provided a nice boost for that spelt and allowed us to capture some additional profit. So in summary, we had excellent weed suppression in the low fertility and enhanced weed management systems, but there were 2 to 3 times more weeds in the high fertility and reduced tillage systems. There were very poor results with the ridge tillage system, and this illustrates the challenge of reducing tillage in organic cropping systems. However, despite this, I strongly believe that we can effectively reduce tillage in organic cropping systems, and I think that some of the work that we're doing with organic rotational no-till, we can have much better results than what we've seen with this ridge tillage approach. The greatest yields were in the high fertility and enhanced weed management systems, but as I was just showing you with profitability, we saw a system by crop interaction. Compared to conventional, the conventional county average, profitability was lower during the transition, but greater after the transition to certified organic. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
We have time for a quick question. So we're doing at Michigan State a ridge tillage experiment too. We're managing it conventionally though, and with herbicides. So, but it was still interesting to see that you had a lot of perennial weeds because we've seen the same thing. But I was also wondering, we've seen in the ridge tillage system that we tend to get those weeds in the furrow where a lot of water kind of settles down. So they're not necessarily competitive with our crop plants. So I was wondering if it seemed like from that picture maybe that wasn't the case, but have you seen anything like that?
So to be honest, I started at Cornell in 2012, and I had never had the opportunity to actually see the ridge tillage in action myself. By the time I started there, they had switched to a different system. So I'm not exactly sure, and I'm afraid I can't answer your question. But based on the photographs, it looks like there are weeds across the ridges and in the furrows and on top of the ridges as well. So, yeah.
Great. Thanks very much, Matt.
All right. Thank you.